Soul Savers is an interesting guest to have on the World Cafe today because it is a producer-driven project, and we have Rich Matchin, who produced the new album, It's Not How Far You Fall, It's How You Land, along with Ian Glover. He'll be here to discuss this dark, emotional album. And the amazing singer Mark Lanegan, who has been involved with many projects, starting with the band Screaming Trees, is on the album and live. I ask Rich about the challenges of taking what is essentially a studio project into a live band.
We didn't want to just kind of, replay the record with something like that. You know, there's no point. If you're going to do that, you may as well just stay at home and listen to the record. It'll sound better. We wanted to kind of, strip it back to its bare bones and then rebuild it with a full kind of live band and kind of actually take it into another place. So it's actually going somewhere else with the songs, a different kind of place. And, at the moment, I'm probably happier with the live sound that we've got than I am with the actual record. I love the record, but the live sounds really kind of exciting and fresh to me. The songs have really kind of gone to a new place that I really, really like.
Now, what is it about it? The space? Just everybody having room in the arrangements?
I think it's just having people to actually do most of the work for me.
Now, when you work, I described you as the producer of this, and obviously you write the songs. When you work in the studio, how do you work? Do you work with live instruments at all?
It changes from record to record. On the first record, there was very, very few live instruments. It was mainly kind of programming. On this record, it was, a lot more kind of live instruments and hardly any programming.
Yeah, that was my assumption when hearing it. It just has that vibe to it. The record, the second one, is It's Not How Far You Fall, It's How You Land. The first one, you worked with somebody I absolutely love, Josh Hayden. I was a big fan of that ultra-slow first Spain album that he did.
Spain is one of my all-time favorite bands, and that's why I got Josh it. Blue Moods is one of my all-time five favorite records. It's a masterpiece.
And he actually used one of his songs. You cover one of his songs on this one.
Yeah.
Was that any kind of an inspiration? Everybody talks about the down-tempo feel of this, and I'm curious as to...
Spain's a huge influence on me. Definitely. Not just the down-tempo, it was the space that they put into that record to actually let everything breathe was incredible. It made everything a lot more kind of powerful, and...
It's funny, it was kind of like on the Spain album, The Room was one of the instruments in a way. You could really hear. Yeah.
It really let everything else really kind of shine. You can really hear everything in there. You can hear a bunch of incredible musicians, and you can hear one of the best vocalists of our generation.
Now you're from Manchester. What did you grow up with? What was the music that, everybody talks about that as teenagers?
Yeah, I have a particularly broad taste in music. I kind of grew up listening to kind of, a lot of basics, kind of rock, kind of AC/DC, Sabbath, stuff like that. And then when I kind of got to my kind of earlier teenage years, I particularly went through a big phase of hip hop. And that was really what then kind of turned me on to a lot of other music, because I'm kind of quite an obsessive personality.
And you wanted to figure out the samples, right?
Yeah, basically. So, that then turned me on to like jazz and, funk and soul and a lot of other stuff that I would never have checked out as a teenager normally. And then I guess the most formative kind of thing was, to me, I think the most important age for anybody to do with your taste musically is 16. I don't know about here, but in the UK, that's the year you leave school, and you either go to college or whatever. It's kind of, you discover all the good things in life at 16, and music being one of them. And I was incredibly lucky that I was 16 in 1991, which was an incredibly, awesome year for music. Within a couple of months of each other, when I got to college, I got to hear all released at the same time. Loveless by My Bloody Valentine, Nevermind by Nirvana, Blue Lines by Massive Attack, and Screamadelica by Primal Scream, which are four incredibly diverse but hugely influential records, you know? So that really, again, helped shape me, you know, made me kind of open to a lot of things. And there was a ton of great bands around at that time as well, you know, from Pixies to, you know, hip hop was still good. You know, you had all the great, the last great age of hip hop, you know, you got Tribe Called Quest, Farside, you know, when it was still good.
You know, it's funny, you list those bands, you list, remembering those records when they came out. There was something about the sound of each one of those records. And I'm just wondering about, you know, becoming a producer. Why that end of it? Why were you more interested in the sound, you think, than rather being in the front of things?
I guess it's one of those things, you know, films were always a big kind of influence on me as well. I'm like a huge kind of film fanatic. And I guess, you know, I was particularly into a lot of movie soundtracks and composers as well at that point in time. You know, I always found it was a great way to relax, like listening to kind of film music. And a lot of those records, like Loveless, is an incredibly heavy guitar record, but it has the same kind of soundscapes to it that a movie soundtrack has. The way it builds and flows and takes you to a place, you actually start to develop. If you lie on your bedroom floor with a pair of headphones on listening to Loveless with your eyes closed, you kind of disappear off into a different world that not a lot of records have, that kind of thing. And I was always particularly taken with things like that, and I guess that's what kind of drew me to records like that.
We're talking with Rich Machen. He's one of the producers, along with Ian Glover, of and one of the masterminds, music writers I should say, behind Soul Savers. And their second album is out now. It's called It's Not How Far You Fall, It's How You Land. And the first thing you will notice after you kind of sink into the production of this record is the perfect voice for these songs, which is Mark Lanegan. And Mark Lanegan is kind of the perfect voice for a lot of songs. But how did you all hook up, and did you kind of cast him for the album, or how did that work?
Well, you know, I was a big fan, particularly of his solo work. Going back a long way, you know, it's like I saw the Trees play in 92. Live, and I'd always kind of, you know, kind of bought all of his solo records, you know, pretty much as soon as they came out, and was a big kind of fan. When we finished work on the first record, it transpired we found out we had a mutual friend hookup, and I was at that kind of thing where I wanted to do something different, take a left turn, go down a new road. So I asked him to kind of sound Mark out. I knew that he was kind of open to, you know, do things if he was into them. So he passed over our first record to him. And then a couple of weeks later, I just got a note back saying that Mark really loved the first record and would like to get together just to kind of hang out and see if we got along and, you know, if we were on the same page and what we were looking to do. So I kind of knocked up three or four little kind of ideas specifically with him in mind. Kind of, we just hung out and talked about music all night, kind of left them with him. He got back to me saying he was really into them, and we kind of took it from there, and it just developed and developed over it took us 3 years to make the record in the end. Wow. You know, so.
Did he end up writing his lyrics?
Yeah, he wrote a lot of stuff on there as well. You know, it was he's a really incredible person to collaborate with.
Yeah. Now, and you can tell me more about this, obviously, but just listening to this album with Revival and some of the other, there's kind of a religious touch to it. And I'm wondering where that came from in anybody's life, or did it just sort of happen?
I kind of class it more of what the term I'd use for it is like a Southern Gothic kind of touch, more than a religious touch.
Right.
As well as music and film, the other third huge influence in my kind of work is the writers that I love. You know, from what I grew up in a particularly kind of bleaker part of the north of England, and it was a great escape thing to kind of read all of that kind of Southern Gothic. It was like a whole world away, like this intense stories, of, you know, and some of those authors, like, you know, William Faulkner and people like that, and I guess in their own way, they influence that side of things as well. Mm. And in the same way, a lot of my favorite musicians as well, also, I wouldn't class them as religious musicians, but they play with the same kind of imagery, people like Nick Cave and, you know, along those lines. It's, you know, I definitely kind of look at it along those lines.
Well, congratulations on this album. It's just a really wonderful deep work. Rich Machen, our guest, and we're going to go to the stage now with Soul Savers on the World Cafe.
Oh, those halos in your hair, oh, diamonds shining there, without a hope, without a prayer. This rain beats down like death. Turn your eyes to better men. Before I go, I'm hanging a cross on the nail. For you in there, yeah, lay your shape to rest and hold the lies close to your breast. You stoop to feed the crows. Scraps of truth already cold. Before I go, I'm hanging a cross on a nail. I'm one for you in there. In every kingdom, a rain comes pouring down. Thank you. coming so far away. Heaven just a taste, heaven so far away. Cherry, 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 baby. Heaven so far away, the cherry on your lips. It's heaven so far away. Now tell me, baby, who's your daddy? Can't love like me. I keep a burning, baby, like paper money. I give it to you easy. I keep a burning, baby, the cherry on your lips. It's heaven so far away.
Try to get my hand in the devil's.
suffering. I wanna see a revival tonight. Oh, it needs to be a revival.
Revival, perhaps the best known tune from Soul Saver's new album, It's Not How Far You Fall, It's How You Land. And our thanks to the band for playing live and to Rich Madsen for talking with us as well today. Hey, Kathleen Edwards has a new album coming out. We'll get to a track. We'll get right back here to the World Cafe.